This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. In fact, the site actually allows you to get interactive. You can go and submit different show prep suggestions. It's one of the many interactive things that you can do. Submit something that you find online. Maybe you see a video that you think is pretty interesting. You want to share that with our listeners. You go to freetalklive.com. You plug the URL into our little form, put a little description in there, and then it pops up in our system, and then listeners can look at that, then decide whether they like it or dislike it, and they can vote on that. And then the most voted up, the most liked, will make it to the front page and the top of our website. So our website's content created by listeners like you. And thank you for doing that. Head over to freetalklive.com. It's a nice resource for us to use on the air to get show prep suggestions from you. And it's also a nice resource for you to interact with a community of other listeners to this program who, I think a lot of them share some similar interests in what sort of news they're interested in reading. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. We're going to continue with our email series here from federal prison. We're hearing from a man named Mark Scott Emery. He is a heroic guy who is somebody I look up to. He has been doing civil disobedience and been operating a multi-million dollar empire in Canada. I don't know what qualifications you have to call something multi-million dollars, but maybe he doesn't make $1 million in a year, but he certainly has made over $1 million, more than $1 million doing the course of his business over the years. The guy has been very successful at selling cannabis seeds over the internet, selling cannabis culture magazine and products, and he's got his own shop up there in Vancouver. He and his wife Jody have been working very hard for a long time to work on ending prohibition, to convince people that this war on drugs is an insane thing. And because of his efforts, the federal government decided to take note of Mark Emery, and they decided...
United States federal government, even though he's in Canada.
And they decided to go after him. They did go after him. They got him. Canada actually extradited him to the United States, and now he's sitting in a federal maximum security prison awaiting... hopefully transfer to a minimum security prison, but nonetheless, he will be in federal prison for 5 years of his life. And he, of course, never harmed anybody. He just did business with people on a consensual basis. So it's an outrage what has happened to Mark Emery, and you can learn more over at cannabisculture.com. That's his website, and again, his wife Jody busily keeping the operations going in his absence. So we've had the opportunity, because we've been friendly with Mark over the years, having him on the show a number of times to talk about exactly what it is he's been going through in this whole process. So he reached out, or actually I reached out to him and sent him a piece of snail mail while he was in prison. And then I heard back that apparently if you're in federal prison, you actually get access to email. Now you have to pay something like 5 cents
a minute. Some exorbitant rate.
Yeah, or I think it's like 5 cents a minute. It comes out to like $3 an hour or something like that. And so he actually has access to it, which, you know, that's pretty cool, I guess. And so we have the ability to communicate quickly now with Mark instead of having to wait for snail mail. And so he asked us for some questions, like, you're in jail, you're experiencing these interesting things. It's an unusual situation that most people thankfully aren't familiar with, though more and more Americans on a regular basis are becoming familiar with the inside of a jail or a prison cell.
Incarceration nation. United States has more people in prison than I've heard more people in prison than all the nations combined, but I don't know that that's true. But it's certainly more than any other nation in the world, unless you consider nations like North Korea, where everybody's essentially a prisoner.
This is true. And you could say that everybody's sort of a prisoner here, but then again, you can leave, right? If you get the right permission.
At that point, you can make the argument that everybody's a prisoner on the whole planet, because we all live under coercive governments. And the United States... some people could make a good case the United States is a better prison than most places, and I'd have to agree.
And some are more in prison than others, Mark Emery being one of them. So we've asked him a series of questions, which we culled from you, the listener, by going to facebook.freetalklive.com. Our listeners there, they posted these when I asked for them, so we're on number two. The question for Mark Emery is, why didn't you attempt to seek political asylum somewhere instead of allowing the oppressive U.S. government to lock you in a cage? So why not run? I mean, you've got 5 years, you're going to sit in a cage for selling seeds? Why not skedaddle? That's a good question. Mark's answer. I accepted the 5-year sentence because I don't want to be a fugitive. After my time is finished, I want to take Jody around the world to meet our people. The cannabis culture in Europe, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, South America, India. One day I want to come back to America and visit my people in all 50 states. I have more supporters in the United States than the entire rest of the world. I see myself as a liberator who has committed 30 years of my life to purposeful activism to liberate people from the shackles of government tyranny. Ever since I read The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged in the autumn of 1979, running away is not my style or inclination. I stand for a very definite principle, and in jail I still represent that principle, that no government should abrogate the bodily autonomy of any human, and that all forms of prohibition are immoral and wrong and must be opposed. Even in jail, I am an advocate, a symbol, a soldier in the cause of good. My dad, who spent his young life in the Royal Navy from 1940 to 1945 fighting Nazi Germany, said, "You serve where you're called to serve, son." And I serve my cannabis culture and the wider culture of freedom-seeking humans everywhere by being principled, stoic, a good example. Fleeing destiny is not an option for me. My historical legacy is secure, but it is by no means the end of my story. My wife, Jody, is going to be a hugely popular and successful politician in Canada, and I want to be by her side advising her and mentoring her. My greatest achievement over 30 years of principled advocacy may be the dozens and dozens of superb activists who are protégés of mine and have now become tremendous activists in every state and province in Canada and the United States. And that's really a powerful thing to say on his part. I mean, beyond him saying, "I'm standing for my principle and, you know, I'm not going to run from this," I think that's pretty powerful. But one of the things about doing liberty activism is you, in some cases, don't know how many people's lives you're touching. That's certainly true about Free Talk Live. I mean, we're on the air every night, and there are countless ears out there that are hearing this program, and we don't know about most of you. But we don't know what you're going through, you know, what kind of emotional ride you've been on as you've gone from supporting the coercive state, perhaps, in various different ways to changing your mind about these things, changing your mind on very critical issues.
We certainly did.
Yeah, such as coercion. And had it not been for some of the people that influenced me, you know, Harry Brown, the 1996 Libertarian Party presidential candidate, maybe I wouldn't have come to this movement. Maybe, who knows how things would have ended up playing out.
Life's weird, you know?
Right. And so there's all of this, there are these ripples that are made from an act of activism, from somebody who does something that's visible for the ideas of liberty, somebody like a Mark Emery that stands up and leads the way in a particular area, encourages and inspires others. And it's great because you don't really know how much you've encouraged others. I mean, it's nice when somebody writes you, and I'm sure he's getting this while he's in jail, and you can write him, by the way. You can go to cannabisculture.com. And there's instructions there. You click a link at the top of the page to get instructions on writing Mark. But while you're in jail, you'll hear from people who say these things, that you inspired me, that thank you for what you've done. Even though you're sitting in jail and it's crappy and you can't see your wife, that sort of thing, you've made a difference in people's lives, and that's worth something. I mean, it really is worth a lot because you don't know how much of a difference you've made and what they're going to end up doing and if they might be, you know, the next superstar activist that comes out and really influences more people, because maybe you influence the right person who can now influence 10 times as many people as you did. You don't know. So it's a really powerful thing to get out there and stand for a principle, because people see that and it resonates with them. And when people see other people standing up and when people see other people acting with courage, it will encourage them as well. And I think that's really the most important thing. One of the most important things that I think activists can do is encourage other people to become activists, to step out of their boundaries, to get out and do something, you know, to non-cooperate or to just get active in some way. I feel like I had a good non-cooperation success story, but it has flitted away from me at this moment. Maybe we'll talk about that here in a little bit. At 800-259-9231. But we're going to continue with Mark Emery. He's got a little bit more to the question of, why didn't you run, Mark? Why didn't you just jet out? You knew it was coming. Why didn't you just go to, you know, Aruba or something like that? I don't really know where Aruba is, but it's one of those nice islandy places, right? Am I right about that?
Pago.
Okay, thank you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. More with Mark
Emery.
The
Wallace Islands.
From CannabisCulture.com here in moments as he sits in federal prison.
Liechtenstein.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including our shrine of female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos show they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, you can send us a validated photo or video. Get the details at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. This is one of the many compelling reasons that SACL's CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections and containing costs. So they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL's CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Back to the email box. This one, actually, it's a special email box for a website called CoreLinks. The federal government's hired some company to provide email to the various different federal prisons around the country, and that's how we are able to interact with Mark Emery, who is one of the heroic anti-prohibition activists, the man behind CannabisCulture.com, a tremendously visible icon in the marijuana prohibition movement or the ending of prohibition. Actually, he is opposed to all prohibition. He focuses on marijuana, I think, for obvious reasons, because, well, it's probably the most popular of the prohibited products out there. So makes sense. You want to get support behind you, support the most popular prohibited product. But Mark Emery, excuse me, if I called him Mark Stevens, please slap me, Mark.
I'm not going to slap anybody, but...
Verbally slap. Give me a verbal slap.
I understand
slap.
The reason you get confused.
they're both Marks that start with a C. So anyway, Mark Emery is out there relentlessly promoting the end of prohibition. The federal government went after him, and they got him. And he's in jail now for 5 years, prison, excuse me. And so we've been asking him questions that our listeners passed on to us. For him. The first question was, well, why didn't you just run? Why didn't you just escape? Get out of Canada, make it so they can't find you, go to some island country somewhere, or Liechtenstein, as you suggested, Mark, or wherever, and get out so you can be safe from the wrath of the U.S. federal government. He points out that he has the principle that he wants to make the stand. He described himself as stoic, and you know, he is an example to others, and he's talking about some of the people that he's influenced, and I think it's a really powerful thing that he's saying here. He says, my influence and example have lit the fire of passionate activism in tens of thousands of people, and I want to continue to be that light and inspiration. Running away to secure some physical comfort is a degrading trade for the influence I have now, in captivity.
It makes me, I believe what he says because, knowing about how much money he's put into marijuana activism, he's basically taken the millions of dollars that we've talked about he's earned, and he's dumped them back in. Certainly he's lived off of it, and he hasn't lived poorly, but he's put an incredible amount of his money back into getting marijuana legalized, decriminalized, whatever it is that he believes is best.
You say he hasn't lived poorly. I mean, sure, he's eating well, I'm sure, but at the same time, he has always lived in this apartment like above his business, so it's not like he's got this palatial estate.
Right,
he's
not lavish or anything like that.
Right, he's a fairly, from what I can tell, a frugal guy with his own lifestyle, I guess. And so he says, running away to find some unachievable security as a fugitive is plain wrong for a man of my goals. I must confront the beast head on and change the nature of our governance, and that means enduring and perhaps suffering the cruelties of a pernicious state in order to achieve liberty in the future. So that's his answer to that question. I think we'll throw another one in here. Number three, that one was much shorter than his first one. Number three, what do you think you've accomplished by being put in jail? This is one of those questions that's kind of a toughie that somebody like you would throw out, Mark. I've heard you ask this one before of some of our activists up here in New Hampshire that have been put in jail. Well, don't you think you could have accomplished more had you been on the outside? What have you really accomplished by going in there? You haven't actually cost the system any more money. It doesn't really cost them anything extra to take on one extra prisoner beyond, the baloney that they feed you during the daytime. So really, what is it that you've accomplished is the question to Mark Emery as we retrieve his answer here from the federal email system. He says, I accomplished many things before I got put in this jail, overturning the marijuana literature ban in 1994, paying for some of the precedent-setting medical marijuana court decisions in Canada, contributing $4 million to the movement from 1995 to 2005 in grants, donations, financing for class action lawsuits against the U.S. government, You know why this guy is wanted by the U.S. government. Supreme Court challenges against the marijuana laws, ballot initiatives in Washington, D.C., Colorado, Arizona, Alaska, the global marijuana marches, which cost over $35,000 each year, and over 300 projects around the world, but largely in the U.S. and Canada. Cannabis Culture published for 15 years. Now it's on the web at cannabisculture.com. Pot.tv was the world's first streaming video service of any kind. And I remember that from way back in the day. It started back in January of 2000. Certainly the first cannabis streaming video website. I financed marijuana political movements in countries around the globe. Over 30 years of libertarian and cannabis liberation activism developed a loyal base of supporters and admirers that has sparked the worldwide Free Mark campaigns. Without that 30 years of incredible activism and achievement, including 25 arrests, 21 jailings, 6 raids, and all in civil disobedience, and $4 million donated to non-proprietary, meaning I had no stake of ownership in the project, activism by others, I've demonstrated in this 30 years, but particularly the 95 to 05 period, why I'm considered a leader of the leaders of this movement. And then he cites some of the documentary work that's been that has been written about him and produced about him. And there's been quite a bit. I mean, full-length, hour-long coverage by...
So this is all things that he achieved while on the outside.
Though. Correct.
Yeah.
And exactly why they decided they didn't like him very much. Because
yeah, it's
he's a threat.
He is. No doubt. I understand why they decided to put him at the top of their list, because it's not about dangerous people. It's about people dangerous to them.
To the state.
And to their, you know, the way that they make money and the way that they rule.
He says that my incarceration is political is clear by DEA head Karen Tandy's statement on the day of my July 29th, 2005 arrest, where she cited my propagandist magazine, Cannabis Culture, the hundreds of thousands of dollars to legalization groups, that I was a leader of a political party, etc. No victims of my activities have ever been identified, nor has any American ever gone on record as complaining that my activities hurt or harmed anyone. So by being in jail, I'm giving the people a chance to display their affection, loyalty, admiration for a lifetime of my principled activism on behalf of the American and Canadian people, the worldwide culture, actually. To return me to Canada or to have me pardoned, the campaign is a way for people to feel emotion about oppression, and with that emotional impetus to learn about the war on drugs, about the tyranny that comes from the drug war and government. When an individual, even by themselves, holds up an America Must Free Mark Emery sign at their busiest intersection, or just to hold a sign saying Google Mark Emery, it can motivate strangers, passers-by, students, the curious, journalists, people of all kinds to look up my name and read my Wikipedia entry, see the videos and read history and become curious, and then maybe even inspired. So they can read my inspiring life story and become principled advocates for freedom themselves. And so the work of one supporter recruits more and more activists to become involved in a greater struggle against tyranny, as well as the more specific goal of liberating me, their martyr and representative, from the gulag. There you go. Mark's answer to your questions, the question being, what have you accomplished by being put in jail? People are going to galvanize behind him. They're going to reach out. They're going to spread the word about Mark Emery, hopefully ever more so. And I think you can also point out, and he didn't point this out, but when you're on the inside, you're still doing activism. You're still talking to people about freedom. You're talking to the guards. You're talking to the other inmates. There's some value there, too. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Ouch!
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Ouch!
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in to the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. So head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with other listeners in various different ways. One of those ways is our wiki. You can pretty much edit virtually everything you see, over 2,000 pages, created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Its shadow followed Paul. Its hot breath had flowed across the back of his neck. Its cold fingers had caressed his throat. So begins Matthew Wayne's novel, The Ouija-Erse. Follow Paul's adventure as he dabbles in the dangerous netherworld, opened up to him by the way of the Ouija board. Open your imagination to the frightening possibilities as demonic dimension merges with our own. What occult realities will Paul discover? What hidden powers will he have to battle? Read The Ouija-Erse to find out. Available now at ebook.freetalklive.com. It's ebook.freetalklive.com.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. As we continue here, Mark, you wanted to share 6 things that the cops can do to just absolutely screw you. Is that pretty much the story from crack.com?
Yeah, it's another great Cracked article. We are so lucky. Actually, I got it from freetalklive.com's ranking system there for news stories. Somebody put it up there. We're so lucky to be living in an era when law is no longer common for, say, suspects to be interrogated with live cobras tied to the end of nightsticks. Unfortunately, there are still many colorful ways that the police can royally screw you when it comes to, and while Lady Justice shrugs. For instance, you might be surprised to learn that right now, in the United States, it's actually legal for cops, too. Number 6, steal your stuff.
Imagine. Oh yeah, asset forfeiture.
But these are going to be things that we talk about on Free Talk Live on a pretty regular basis here. Imagine you had your car stolen, but then fortune smiles upon you and the cops find it after the thief used it to smuggle, say, 200 pounds of cocaine across the border, running over 30 children in the process. You realize you're going to need need to get it all back and its fluids replaced from the mechanic with a soft voice and gentle hands, but you still want it back because, hey,
it's your car.
It's your car, right? Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah, there's some bad news. It's been sold by a new espresso machine for the station's break room. Sold to buy a new espresso machine at the station's break room. It's called civil asset forfeiture. You probably have already heard of something like this, where the police get to seize the car and house of some drug kingpin and stick the money in the department's budget. It's called criminal forfeiture.
Right, except most of the time it's not a drug kingpin that they're doing this to. Because they rarely bust drug kingpins.
Right. They don't find them very often. But then there's this loophole where the police can seize anything they suspect has been used in a crime, even if it doesn't belong to the criminal, and even if there hasn't been a conviction. So this has happened to people, landlords, and their houses. Be careful if you own your the rental property that you have, because, hey, suddenly the police see an opportunity.
Absolutely. If they like the car you drive, they can just accuse you of being a drug dealer, and then good luck getting it back.
Yep.
I suppose it's possible, but then you got to hire a lawyer and go through how much are you willing to spend to get that car back.
Right. See, if you, the actual owner of the goods, tries to challenge it, the burden of proof is on you to prove that you didn't know it was being used in a crime. It's called civil forfeiture. For the police, there's no legal requirement to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that, say, your TV set was once used by the ring of Dutch pedophiles to view kiddie porn. They can simply take it without ever giving it back, and even if they never formally charge anyone for a crime.
Yeah, you would have to prove that your product or whatever it was that they took from you was not used in those crimes. Good luck doing that.
Here's an example. In 2004, Zahir El Ali, a Jordanian immigrant and U.S. citizen, sold a truck to a man who agreed to pay for it in installments. Before he could finish making the payments, though, the man was arrested for drunk driving and the truck was seized. Seeing as the car still legally belonged to Zahir, he still had the title, he demanded it back. The police refused. Yeah, and they possibly laughed at him. Because civil forfeitures are so simple. Over 40% of police executives admit their budgets depend on cash from them.
Mm.
That means each year those stations have a quota of forfeitures to fill, and technically there is really no stopping them from filling it with your Xbox. Number 5. Guess your car is speeding, and they can guess that your car is speeding, and guess your car's speed, and then ticket you for it. Does this scenario sound familiar to you? Sir, do you know how fast you were going? Well, it could have been more than 40 or 42. Sir, it was over 100. I have it on my radar. I see. Sir, where are your pants? That's actually a very funny story, officer. Anyway, luckily those days are in the past, but the part about speeding, spending the night in jail for driving bottomless around school zones, the radar thing, the police don't need them anymore because now they can just guess your speed and ticket you based on that.
Looked like 100.
That's as of June 2010 when the Ohio Supreme Court decided 5-1 that a trained officer doesn't need any of those newfangled gizmos to determine if a car was speeding. In accordance to the ruling, the visual estimate of an experienced police officer is enough to convict anyone of speeding.
So his hunch, basically. Yeah.
Without the need for pesky wastes of time like independent verification and
proof.
Evidence.
Right.
Some might argue. Yeah.
And really, it just goes to show that these people in robes in these so-called Supreme Courts will pretty much bend over backwards to help out the police at your expense.
That's their job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're set up. They work for the same organization.
Mm-hmm.
Some might argue that this grants too much power to the police, but really, what's the worst thing that could happen? Mark Jenny of Akron definitely wasn't the first person to ever get ticketed without a radar reading. But unlike most motorists, he refused to take it lying down and fought back all the way to the state Supreme Court. Sure, in the end, he lost and had to pay his ticket, involuntarily helping to legalize radarless ticketing and probably losing a crap load of money in attorney's fees, but wait, we forgot where we were going with this. So, yeah, that's what happens. So you can, you know, police officers can just decide that you were speeding.
Amazing.
They don't even have to, what's it called when they go alongside
pace
of you?
Pace you.
Yeah, pace you. They don't even have to pace you anymore. They just guess. That looks like speeding.
Wow.
So, number four, they can arrest you for drinking in a bar.
Hmm.
Picture yourself in a typical Wednesday night, hunched over a shot of whiskey, ready to commit mass murder on your brain cells. The smug little bastards that they are. After taking one sip, a bunch of cops burst in and tackle you to the ground. In your state of shock and confusion, you apologize for drinking and beg them not to tell your parents. It takes several minutes before you realize that you're now 26.
Yeah.
You live alone and that you were arrested for tasting alcohol in a bar. That's the scenario in states where very broad public intoxication laws, like Texas. In 2006, Texas scored the highest number of drunk driving fatalities in the country, and after determining that this was the rare problem that could not be blamed on immigrants or homosexuals, the state officials decided to do something about it. Namely, they dusted off an old 1993 law and gang interpreted it it atop a pinball machine until somehow became illegal to arrest people for so much as being near a bottle of booze anywhere, including a bar. We're not exaggerating for the sake of comedy here. Not only have they decided a bar is part of the public and that public intoxication forbids that they be intoxicated in the bar, but they don't even require a breathalyzer test to determine if a suspect is really drunk. They can make arrests based on nothing more than hunches.
Wow.
In June 2009, Fort Worth officers used the new public intoxication regulations to arrest a bunch of folks at local bars. That, by the way, happened to be the area. The area gay and homosexual bars that were there.
That make you go, Yeah.
Naturally, according to witnesses' testimonies, none of the arrestees were actually drunk, though they were dangerously brown or homosexual.
I see. So basically, they're using this this very nebulous law to target people they don't like.
Well, they were targeting everybody because we interviewed the Texas ABC, is what it's
called. That's right, we did. Carolyn Beck from the Texas Alcohol Bureaucratic Firearm Commission.
I believe she went out and got a real job after our interview. But
for real?
That's what I heard.
Well, maybe we changed her mind, Mark. Maybe she.
She was a very, very kind lady of that.
She was. She should not have been working for the government. So there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Different ways the cops can screw you. And some of these, if you've been listening for a while, you already knew about. But always good to repeat this information. More coming up at 800-259-9231. Share your stories with the police or bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Wesley Snipes possibly going to jail, looks like for 3 years. We'll give you some of the details on what's going on with that, because we thought he was going to not be having to face that sort of prison time. Those details coming up. 800-259-9231, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. In fact, we're doing the six things that the cops can do to screw you over. Mark, we got through, what, half of them?
Yeah. Three.
We're going to put the rest of the three on hold. We're going to go to the phones and the fun. Mama Allie is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mama Allie.
Hi, Ian.
Hey,
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
Sweet, I just want to let people know that if you want to give them a short rundown of the Shire School, I'm just going to tell you guys, I was just cleaning and packing and stuff and started packing books away, and I have two whole boxes packed already for the Shire School. You'd be amazed at how many books that you've already read, aren't going to read again, that we would really appreciate everybody just put in a box so that our kids can have everything available to them. So I'm just calling everybody to clean out their cabinets, collect all the books that they can, any kind of educational material whatsoever that our kids can get their hands on, we'd appreciate.
You're talking about a schooling effort that's going to be starting up here in the Keene area of New Hampshire. They already have the Free Staters, Liberty Activists around the rest of New Hampshire. Some of them have started. There's a school, I think, in the Manchester area, if I'm not mistaken, a kind of a private school that's run by Free Staters. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know it exists. And so you guys are going to be creating kind of a, I don't know if you, school, is school really the right word? I mean, it's not going to be structured in the same way that a lot of schools are. It's going to be more of like an open center for people to come and exchange, expertise and ideas with the kids?
Right.
How would you describe
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Be able to, we're going to offer a lot of different teachers, a lot of different people from a lot of different places in life that can offer our children education from their level, a lot of different liberty and freedom-minded paperwork, educational materials. I don't exactly know the word for it, but a lot more material than that they would be exposed to in normal schools. So we're just trying to gather those things right now to be able to expose them to things that we really feel like are relevant in their lives, not the things that the people who make the system that you have your kids in public school think are relevant in life, which, as you can probably pretty much tell from your life, you don't really use much of what you learned in high school or school period, you know, in your everyday life now. There are more things that our children definitely need to know.
And it's not even what you learned in school that that you consider sort of the education that I think is really so bad, not to say that there isn't some bad aspects to it. But I think it's what you don't even realize that you learned. You know, the sit there, shut up, ask to use the bathroom, you know, stand up, pledge to this, you know, just the whole way that school teaches you to be this cog in their machine as opposed to
definitely
somebody thinks
getting ready
outside
for the
box.
System.
Yeah.
That's great.
Definitely
Mama
getting your children ready for the system, and I definitely think that the system is something that we should avoid at all costs.
I would expect
especially with our children.
I was going to say, I would expect you'll end up having more success getting books and materials and such from people that are local to the Keene area. But nonetheless, how can folks that are outside of the area get in touch with you if they want to help out?
Actually, we have our Facebook page, My Last Biscuit Facebook page, has a group called the Shire School. You can put it right in your Facebook page. And then if they want to donate things before we get there, and I don't have the address for the box right offhand right now, but you have it. It's 63.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to give out we're not going to be able to give it on an address. It's just too difficult.
It just doesn't work. But
people go to Keene Last Biscuit on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
you.
Fine. They can go to our group, and we'll direct them from there for sure.
All right, great. And, so you're still on track to get up here in early August?
Oh, baby, you don't even know. I've been busting my tail. But let me tell you, I told you I'd be there, and I'll be there.
All right,
we might be cooking from a campground until we find a house, the right house. But by God, we'll be there.
All right, cool. We'll look forward to seeing you. And Mama Allie, thanks as always for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. That's the lady I was talking about earlier, by the way, in the show, where I mentioned that there's this underground food business. She's doing it down in Savannah, Georgia, and has had an incredible level of success.
She's a dynamo. I mean, she'd have an incredible level of success at anything she did.
I hope so, yeah.
And, we're just lucky that she decided to, get on our train.
Absolutely. And she's writing up a book that is going to instruct you as to how you can duplicate what she does. So how you can open up, if you've got the same drive to serve food to people, because that's something you've got to love to do. It's a hard, hard business, and it's a lot of hours.
I heard some numbers recently, and it was crazy that 4 out of 5 restaurants fail in the first 3 years.
Like 4 out of 5 in the first year, and then like 4 out of the remaining 5 in the next 5.
I just heard the numbers that I just told you. I heard on NPR
today,
like a couple of days ago.
Huh.
So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't
it's significantly difficult. There's a lot of competition, and the overhead is. There's not a lot of profit to be made in the restaurant.
You gotta love cooking.
You really do. And so taking the overhead out of the picture makes it a little easier, right? Because if you don't have to pay for the business, the kind of front storefront, window front business with all the tables and chairs and everything like that, if you don't have to pay for all the staff, the kitchen staff and everything, you can just operate it out of your home. And that's what she's doing. She's operating her own food delivery service right out of her house, and she's providing people with home cooked meals at great prices. You get incredible portions for, $7, Mark? You're probably going to eat well at least 2 meals. You could probably split it up.
It's huge.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that.
I don't know how I could eat that whole thing in one sitting, but
yeah,
I think you probably could.
There was something that I got that I was able to shovel down, but it was just because it was so delicious. Like, I could have probably, if I wanted to, I could have stopped, but it was just so good I didn't want to stop eating it. So that's the kind of thing that I think that we need to see more of, is people going out and on a bit of a limb. And putting some of their freedom on the line. And the good thing about this is you don't have a whole lot on the line. So if you start small, you don't have to jump all the way into the deep end of non-cooperation. You don't have to go and open a storefront and then go all the way out on the limb, so to speak. You can just do something out of your own home without begging for government permission first, whether it's cutting hair or what somebody else does that around here in Keene, or whether it's, making food. And, in fact, I hear that there's going to be a pizza place starting up as well, and it's around the same time as Mama Allie. So she may even have underground competition for food services. So if people just start doing something that's of value, if you're creating a product and service and you're putting it out there and you're just doing it from your home, you don't have anything else invested beyond the extra time that it takes for you to perform that service or create that product and the cost of the product itself. You don't have the extra overhead of a storefront or a warehouse or something like that. So it's a good way to keep costs down and lower the risk if the government people do come after you. It's not like you're sitting in a 5-year commercial lease or something like that where you're going to be on the hook for some extra money and won't be able to operate because the government is jumping down your throat. So
yeah.
It's a good way to start. Let's continue with your phone calls and go to Florida, where Chris is on the line. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I called on another issue, but since you just mentioned being a freak, and I am one, and I just pick up a lot of things for the neighborhood or put them on in the free section on Craigslist, but the amount of things that are thrown out makes me...
What did we mention? I'm sorry, being a freegan?
Yeah, freegan.
Oh, I don't think we mentioned that, did we? Did we mention
freegan specifically?
Okay. But go ahead.
Yeah, going dumpster diving and, safely with
I don't think we talked about that on the, did we talk about dumpster diving tonight, Mark?
No, but, maybe Mama Allie asked for some, recycled.
Well, in another way of being charitable is that I know it's not a money-making venture, but it's a way to give away to your friends and people in the neighborhood who you know are needy. There's just so much that's disposed of and it's not even bad or, not even expired. And I think that there's price fixing going on amongst the supermarkets with the amount of stuff that's being thrown out. That was my point. But
you think there's price fixing going on among supermarkets?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that were discovered because of they're throwing out things that are frozen, things that are nowhere near expiration a lot of times. And,
really? Have you worked in the business? Do you know this to be the truth?
No, I don't. I'm saying I would not be surprised.
Oh, okay. So you're completely speculating. Let me just make sure I understand where you're coming from. You're saying you're completely speculating that they're throwing out frozen.
The prices
food.
Are high.
Yeah, because prices are so high and, they're throwing out full ice cream cakes, multiple amounts of gallons of ice cream, for example, and it doesn't have expiration on it. I just, I don't know what the reason is, but they could be lowering the price on a lot of the things that are perishable and the things that aren't.
Why if they're colluding? So you're saying this, you're saying you know this to be true because you've dumpster dove and you've seen these things?
Yes, and not just food, also merchandise. I mean, there's a lot of toys that I find and give away at Craigslist and fill out a Christmas list and such like that.
Well, isn't it possible? Okay, so here's what I guess I want to know is, if they're throwing away food, as you say, and you believe it is not expired, what would their motivation be to do that?
That's a very good question. I really don't know. I mean, I find a lot of toys at, say, Walgreens, for example, and give those out. But there's just perfectly good merchandise other than toys also that they toss out. Maybe it's the employees want to go and get it afterwards. I don't know.
that could be. Who knows? But sometimes you get a product in that just doesn't sell, and even though you discount it, people aren't going to buy it. Although it seems like you could really discount it and people would buy pretty much anything.
Give it away to soup kitchen or whoever would take it.
Yeah, that's a little surprising that they wouldn't do something like that. I know there are a lot of businesses around here that do. In fact, the local grocery store does, one of the local stores at least, does give baked goods and things like that to the local food kitchen. So I don't know if there's any kind of colluding going on. I think there are certain policies that stores have about food freshness. And I know you're saying you don't believe there's expiration on ice cream. Maybe that's true.
Seems like ice cream in a dumpster is bad news, like it's going to melt or something.
Yeah. And thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumiThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumiThinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.